It's Monday, May 23rd, 2022. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
This is the story of a triumph, but it begins with pain and disgrace.
My name's Daniel.
Something weird is happening here.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Great way to open up this year's episode of the show from Boston, Massachusetts. That's the band Lazy, spelled L-A-Y-Z-I, Lazy, with the song Shoes that came off her EP, What's Left to Lose. Pretty great song off of a pretty okay EP. That's my favorite song from the record. There's a great YouTube video where she walks through how she made that song, just in her bedroom with her laptop and her guitar and stuff. Pretty cool. I like watching that sort of behind the scenes look at things. Speaking of things that are pretty cool, how about this next thing? It's Janine's from New York. I've played Janine's for many years now, and they got a new record. It's called Don't Wait for a Sign, and it is just super duper great. They make all these super short songs. The songs are, you know, never more than 3 minutes and usually under two. And they got these incredibly catchy hooks and like really great choruses and stuff. Super great. Love them. Janine's really big fan. So we're going to hear two songs off this new record, That's Okay and Any Day Now. It's actually just the first two tracks off the record because they're that great. It doesn't go too downhill, though. It starts strong and keeps on chugging. So I hope you like these two songs. If you do, definitely pick up the new record because Janine's do not disappoint. Here we go. That's Okay and Any Day Now, right now on The Sounds of My Head.
If you don't know by now,
you may think you're not growing, but a part of it. directors was a little concerned that we didn't have a back-to-school drug or Christmas drug.
We didn't have an International Women's Day drug.
Exactly. So, you know, I tried to remind them that when I invented Stummies...
Oh, Stummies, yes. Thank God that you did.
You know, it took both time and effort. But unfortunately, the board takes a narrow view, and in their own narrow way, they think that the company is losing money, which in fact we are, but again, I think this is the narrow view.
Damn them, Don. I mean, what the hell do they know?
What do they know? Thank you.
Well, they're insisting that we cut our research outlay by 60%. Of course, I told them to fuck off.
Good for you, Don.
But then, out loud, I said I'd consider it.
Of course, Don. Exactly the right thing to do. Play with them.
So, where are we with that, Marv?
With what, Don?
Our restructuring plan.
You mean the thing that you just mentioned just now?
Yeah.
Oh, we're on top of that, Don.
Good.
Oh,
Aight, time to catch up. After the Jeans back there, we heard Holiday Ghosts from Falmouth in the UK. We heard two songs off their new record, North Street Air. The songs we heard, Told My Baby and Glue, both very nice songs off this record. Similar kind of garage rock sound to Janine's. Thought they would pair nicely. Not sure if they really did, but they're both great bands and great songs. I hope you like those. If you did, check out North Street Air. You can't go wrong. Then just before I started talking, we heard two surf-adelic songs by the Surfer Jets. From Toronto in Canada, we heard Surfer's Slide and a cover of Blondie's Heart of Glass. Super fantastic off their new record, Roller Fink. I mean, you just can't go wrong with the Surfer Jets. I feel like the only thing about them is, and this is nothing against them, it's just like a thing with surf music, is kind of would be nice to have some lyrics sometimes. You know what I mean? No one ever like looked at the Ventures and were like, you know why you guys aren't making it? It's like, you need a singer. But I don't know, maybe just hit home with Heart of Glass. I was like, this could be even better with a vocal track. But anyway, Surfer Jets, super great instrumental surf music there from Toronto. Okay, up next from Byron Bay in Australia, The Babe Rainbow. Sounds like my head favorites. I play these guys all the time. They release lots of stuff, including this new record. It is called Levitation Sessions. It's actually just a live record, which I never play on the show. I don't usually even buy live records because if I want to hear live music, I'll see it in person. Don't really want to listen to a recording of live music most of the time. There are some exceptions, and this record's one of them. I think this Levitation Sessions is super cool. They just are doing their songs that you already know and love, but really great versions of them. So cool instrumentation, very different sounding from the record, and really great stuff. So without further ado, we're going to hear Morning Song and Zeitgeist, two of my favorites from the Babe Rainbow's earlier stuff and this Levitation Sessions. So right now, Morning Song and Zeitgeist, where else but on the Sounds in My Head. Thank you.
minutes, we've launched a free speech social media platform where people can say whatever the hell they want, and their accounts will never be banned.
Cheers!
All right, first post. This guy wrote an article linking vaccines to autism.
Oh,
leave it up.
And look at this video. This woman's shooting a target with AOC's face on it.
Oh, leave it up!
Yeah, yeah, this guy just wrote, kids are hot, we should kiss them.
Oh, leave it up!
Should we maybe take this one down?
No, 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 no. We're not taking anything down.
He just posted an article he wrote called The Hottest Age for Men. Hint, it's 7.
Okay, well, I think as long as the article doesn't have any pictures, then...
It's all pictures. It's hundreds of pictures.
All right, well, I think as long as they're clothed, it's...
They're naked.
Jesus. Okay, well, you know, it's just one guy.
Someone's trying to sell their wife.
What?
Selling my wife. 15K OBO.
Okay, well, that must be a joke.
This is not a joke.
Okay, well, you know, we live in a free market society. It's not like anyone's actually gonna buy...
Oh, someone bought her.
Already? How?
There's this new cryptocurrency gaining popularity, apparently, among our users. Wifecoin.
Wifecoin?
Wifecoin is the first digital currency on the blockchain specifically for buying and selling wives.
Leave it up. From here on out, it's just people questioning vaccines, criticizing Joe Biden, and...
Someone created a group called Dallas Fort Worth Necrophiliacs.
Holy shit.
They just gained 40 members. We should delete this.
It stays up.
They're planning a meetup at a pet cemetery.
Take it down.
Done. People are furious we took it down.
They're saying we're liberal big tech.
Eric Clapton just released a song called Dead Dog Sex, parentheses, yes.
The Kissing Kids guy is running for office. Huh, he won.
Wifecoin just hit $10,000.
I miss MySpace.
Do your lips crack when the spider apples fall? Does your nose itch when a fly climbs up the wall? Do your ears pop when you kick a cannonball? There's nothing that I can do for you. Do your eyeballs take a sneaky look at each other? When you start to read a book, do your elbows try to run a monk? Then there's nothing. Will strangle you in bed.
pictures last night. I flipped through our pictures all through the night. I flipped through our pictures, we were so young.
Let's catch up one last time. After the Babe Rainbow back there, we heard a couple tracks from a record called Into Your Ears. It's by the band Pete Dello and his friends. And Pete Dello is the guy from Honeybus. It's a British, you know, 1970s. Anyway, they're kind of like the Left Bank. It's what they kind of sound like. We heard a couple songs. This is a recent reissue of this, like, you know, long forgotten solo record by this Pete Dello character. Just every song on it is very endearing and charming and wonderful. So the songs that we heard were There's Nothing That I Can Do For You and Do I Still Figure Into Your Life? And both are really great and represent the record well. So if you like these two songs, definitely pick up Into Your Ears. Can't go wrong. Then just before I started talking, we heard Red Sleeping Beauty right here in Stockholm featuring Amelia Fletcher from London. And this is another one of these things where Red Sleeping Beauty, they're like pairing up with, you know, like figures from my favorite band. So Amelia Fletcher is from Heavenly and the Tender Trap. She's really great. And she does the vocals on that song we just heard, which is called Solid Gold. It was released recently as a single. Red Sleeping Beauty, near and dear to my heart. Very good stuff right there with Amelia Fletcher. Okay, finishing up this year's episode of the show, staying in Sweden, but this time we're going to Göteborg. That's Gothenburg for you and me. The band is called Holy Now. We're going to hear a song from them that they've recently released called Hold Me, Know Me. It's just a great song, a good one to finish up an episode with. So without further ado, Holy Now, Hold Me, Know Me, finishing up this year's episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Forever.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Girls Just Want to Have Fun by the Caribbean Steel Band, Maple Leaf Rag and 716 Time by John Eadsvoog, and Love is Blue by Jackie Mittu. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsinmyhead.com, including where you can follow me on social media like Facebook and Twitter. You can also find a link to Spotify where there's playlists for the different seasons of the show. I put all the songs I play on the show into playlists on Spotify so you can just listen to them there without having to listen to me talk where available. Not all songs are always available, but most are, most of the time. You can also email me at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com. Always love hearing from you. I will see you next time on an all-new episode of The Sounds in My Head.